Reinforcing shot of cold air will be coming across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go into the latter part of this week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. It's cool out there, but it's going to get colder again as we move forward through the second half of this week. Temperatures out there this afternoon will be mostly teens and 20s across the region, with the coldest weather in the western half to two-thirds of North Dakota and northwestern South Dakota. The warmest weather will be in eastern portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota, with temperatures in the 20s throughout that particular region. Tomorrow, we'll see temperatures in the 20s across all of the northern plains and upper Midwest. It'll be a nice day in a relative sense. We are still going to have some snow flurries and snow showers around, some brief periods of occasional light snow, and that occurs today as well. And because of that, visibilities could drop down close to zero every once in a while. The snow that occurred yesterday was a little greater than we expected. There was a handful of locations in Minnesota that picked up on 2 to 4 inches of snow, and other areas just received a trace to an inch or so. Well, today's precipitation will be erratic as well. Should be lighter, though. I don't think we'll see too many locations coming up with the greater amounts, unless you're headed into eastern portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin, maybe even parts of Iowa. Those areas will get some greater snowfall. We are going to see that reinforcing shot of cold air arrive. It's actually going to come into the region during the afternoon tomorrow, and so Thursday and Friday will be colder days across the region once again, and we do expect to see some occasional snowfall as well. Although it looks like most of that is going to be Thursday. And then we do get one more reinforcing shot of cold air that comes around as we go into Friday afternoon and Saturday, but that one will be short-lived. We'll get a little bit of snow with that as well. So how much snow are we talking about additionally as we go forward through these next few days? Well, it's not that impressive. Most of it will run from about 1 to 3 inches. The farther east you are in the region, the higher the potential is you're going to see greater amounts. So if you're in Minnesota, you will have the potential of seeing some local totals of 3 to 4 inches still. That's additional over what's already occurred, but this would occur cumulatively over the next 2 or 3 days. So it's not going to come all at once. Again, a little travel caution is advised. We will see those visibilities dropping down occasionally. Our temperatures, though, they will turn colder as we get into the latter part of this week. The temperatures on Thursday and Friday afternoon will be mostly in the teens. We'll have a few lower 20s, and it looks like on Saturday we will still be in the teens, but then Sunday and Monday will start a warming trend, and it will be a slow process. The nighttime lows will be coldest as we finish out the week. Thursday and Friday mornings, we're looking for negative and positive single digits across a fair amount of the region. There will be a few teens, though, in a handful of locations. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.